And tonight, the brightest minds and fiercest social advocates will meet in WA at Government House for the 2023 Australian of the Year Awards. And that lineup includes RTR's own Jim Morrison of Morditch Mag fame. For more than four decades, Jim has been a voice for Stolen Generation survivors across the state through his work as founder of the Yokai Foundation, supporting truth-telling and healing for Aboriginal people. I'm very excited because Jim joins us on Breakfast this morning. Hello.
Yeah, hello, Taylor. Boots on the other foot, eh?
Yeah, that's it. I know. It feels a bit funny speaking to you through the phone line because we're used to having you here hosting on a Thursday morning, but thanks for getting up nice and early to be with us.
Oh, look, I've been up for ages, but most days or most Thursdays I'm able to get into studio, but not organised enough to do pre-record, et cetera, et cetera. So sometimes I fail to report, so to speak, and it didn't happen last Thursday, but I'll make up for it this Thursday.
That's all right, Jim. It's always, we never know what we're quite going to get on Morditch Mag, but that's kind of part of the excitement of what comes on a Thursday after 11. Hey, before we go any further, we need to say congratulations because you are being recognised as a nominee in the WA Australian of the Year Awards for the Local Hero category.
Yes, that's right. They're with three others.
Yes. Now, tell us, how does it feel to be recognised on this? It's a pretty big platform here to be said, hey, you're nominated for Local Hero of the Year. How do you feel about it?
Look, initially, I had my own thoughts about Invasion Day and made a documentary this year called Yokai Australia Day and got some really good feedback on that. And I thought maybe the documentary made with Australia Day funds might have put me in a bad light because I wasn't that appraising of what Australia Day means. But a humbling experience, I suppose, and, you know, going through some issues around whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, been impressed by a lot of colleagues and community members, is, you know, to take advantage and use the platform to further the advocacy that you've been involved in. So I'm finding it a little bit difficult to comprehend, but today will be a bit of a drawn-out affair given the awards will be announced at 6:45 tonight.
Yeah, you've got to pace yourself throughout today. Still a long time till we get to 6 p.m. Jim, for folks who maybe aren't aware, you are the founder of the Yokai Foundation. Can you explain to us what that is and how you started it?
Good, and it's probably going to be the name of my radio show from here on. But Yokai is actually the Noongar war cry. And for Stolen Generation people, we chose Yokai, Healing Our Spirit, as a trademark for Stolen Generation peoples and families in WA. Yokai is probably known extensively on Noongar, but for us it's unfinished business or enough is enough. It's enough is enough because we're one of few states that have got a reparation or compensation program for Stolen Generation people. And there's a range of other issues, but Yokai is the name of a program that is incorporated within the West Australian Stolen Generation Aboriginal Corporation. So I guess proud to be involved in an organisation since 2013 when we called a statewide forum. But, yeah, Yokai is, I guess, it's easy to say, if you like, Taylor, than WASCAG or West Australian Stolen Generation Aboriginal Corporation. As in all trademarks, it simplifies things, and it's probably being considered more now than it was, say, 5 years ago. So I'm pleased with that.
Yeah. You mentioned there about Yokai being a war cry, and just saying that word, it's a very powerful word just to say.
Oh, it is, and it's I've had lots of friends from New Zealand when they do the haka, and in fact there was I lost a family member recently who was connected to the people of New Zealand, and the haka is very powerful. So I suppose Yokai is just as powerful given the nature of the word and the significance. I mean, it also relates to the struggle we had some 30 years ago when people came together from the Noongar Nation to talk about Native Title and Noongar Nation, which has to be back on the agenda.
Absolutely. We're speaking this morning with Jim Morrison. You'll know Jim as part of Mordich Mag, our radio program here on Thursdays from 11. Jim is part of many, many other things as well, and we'll get into that in a moment. But we're speaking this morning because this evening, Jim is one of the people nominated for the WA Australian of the Year Award in the Local Heroes category. We'll find out all about that this evening. Jim, we mentioned there Mordich Mag and the founder of Yoka. You're also a founding member of Reconciliation WA. You're the co-convener of the Bringing Them Home Report and the inaugural chair of the WA Stolen Generation Alliance. You are a very, very busy man.
Oh, look, recently took up a chairmanship role for an aged care organisation between Perth and Bunbury. The Aboriginal Community Elders Aged Care Partnership. Yes, and we have our AGM today, as a matter of fact, at midday. I guess for me, it's really looking at where there's disparity and inequities for stolen generation peoples and their families, which Taylor makes up 57% of the West Australian Aboriginal population. So a significant amount of work that needs to be done. So any opportunity, I think, that furthers opportunities for stolen generation peoples and their families to be, I was going to say recognised, but recognised from the point of view of there needs to be more work, because you mentioned Reconciliation WA, a founding member, yes, but there's gaps between non-Aboriginal people and Aboriginal people, but there's also gaps between Aboriginal people and stolen generation peoples. So there's a significant reason to look at trying to address the gaps in services. So there's a very high percentage of stolen generation people and their families that's still suffering at the lower end of the social economic stage. And I think that's reason to say to government, yes, I'll accept the award, but I'll also be addressing some issues that have we found more recent with the killing of a boy in Midland, that there are some dreadful race hate issues that need to be addressed. There's some dreadful institutionalised racism that needs to be addressed. And I'm seeing it now more so than in the last few weeks because of the boy's death. And I think that needs to be rectified. So a platform such as this is hopefully going to give me the motivation and the interest to be able to capitalise and network with people of note and people that can assist the broader Aboriginal community, particularly my families that have been impacted by removal in that early period of Breed Out the Colour.
Mm. We're crossing our fingers and toes for you, Jim. You do such wonderful work in the community, and we're lucky just to share in a little tiny bit of that each and every week on the radio, let alone what you're doing out in the world as well. You mentioned a couple of different things, and I think it just goes to show how complex of an issue this is for a lot of people, both stolen and just Aboriginal Australians across the state as well. So we're really hoping and really looking forward to seeing what more comes for you before the end of the year. I know we've only got a couple of weeks left, but I'm sure, like you said, you're very busy. So best of luck, Jim, and congratulations on the nomination. And we might hear you on the radio this Thursday.
Oh, you betcha. Thank you, Taylor, for your time. Listeners, look forward to talking to you this Thursday at Mordich Mag. Thanks, Taylor.